The Boston Bruins are dead to the Cooner Man. Why are they dead to me? Because they have now fully embraced Black Lives Matter. Stunningly, they've been issuing statement after statement how they support this Marxist anarchist terrorist movement. But what's even worse is they have now been caught photoshopping the logo of one of their players, Charlie Coyle, who was, I guess they took publicity shots of him shooting baskets, playing basketball on a basketball court in Toronto. He had a Boston Police Department shirt on. They feared it would be offensive to Black Lives Matter, that it would hurt the feelings of Black Lives Matter. And so they photoshopped the logo, the Boston PD Police Department logo, right off of the shirt. They were caught red-handed and now claim that they meant no disrespect to the police. BS. Furthermore, their goaltender, Tuukka Rask, did an interview where he had a Boston Police Department baseball cap on, a woke social justice warrior, quote-unquote, reporter at the Boston Globe, freaked out. The Twitter mob got angry, saying this was disrespectful to Black Lives Matter, that supporting the police is inherently racist. Guess what? Tuukka Rask backed off and essentially apologized for wearing a cap that celebrates law enforcement. Nobody should have to apologize for defending or protecting or standing up for the police. No police, no peace. And to add insult to injury, now the Bruins organization is openly celebrating and providing an award. They're going to give an award to Monica Cannon Grant, a leading Black Lives Matter activist. More than that, a campaign organizer for Ayanna Pressley. She is a flaming racist bigot. She was caught on Facebook putting together a video in which she openly vilifies Ayanna Pressley's Republican opponent, Rayla Campbell, who happens to be black and also is married to a white man. Monica Cannon Grant calls her a house N for the crime of being married to a white person. She's actually condemning this girl, Rayla Campbell, for the crime of having a white husband, of having an interracial marriage. Can you believe that? This poor woman has to endure insults that her children are not really black, that she's not really black, that she's a race traitor because of who she married, of who she sleeps with, of who she decided to settle down with. Who Rayla Campbell wants to marry, who she wants to have children with, who she wants to sleep with, is none of anyone's business. And to attack her for that is not only pure hatred, it is pure racism and bigotry. Rayla Campbell is a good, decent woman who is running an honest, principled campaign against one of the leaders of the squad. And unlike Ayanna Pressley, who is essentially a carpetbagger, Rayla Campbell was born and raised in Boston. She knows Dorchester. She knows Mattapan. She knows Roxbury. She knows the issues. And because of the fact that she has the temerity to challenge Ayanna Pressley, they are now attacking her, vilifying her, condemning her in the most vile, despicable, bigoted ways possible. This is who the Bruins now want to openly endorse and embrace. A race baiter and race arsonist, an open bigot like Monica Cannon Grant, who for her the most unpardonable sin of a woman like Rayla Campbell is that she happens to have married a white man? My friends, that's black supremacy. That's black nationalism. That's black racism. And now the Bruins have made their bed. They are siding with Black Lives Matter against the police, against their fans, and against law enforcement all across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. To Cam Neely, you are going to rue the day. You go woke, you go broke. I am done with the Bruins. I'll never see another game. I'll never buy another ticket. And I'll certainly never buy another piece of merchandise, whether it be a cap, a shirt, a t-shirt, a jersey, whatever. I hope the Bruins are happy, because I'm telling you, my friends, I'm not the only one. We are sick of having sports politicized and left-wing politics, racial left-wing politics, rammed down our throats. So to the Boston Bruins and to Cam Neely, blank me, no, 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 blank you.